Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines. Today is August 18th, 2020. Man, we have a really interesting show. I mean, as this structure evolves, I feel like I'm getting more and more proud of the show, even though we took a little bit of a dip in the analytics for a couple of weeks. I was number one on the channel or on the page, and then my analytics dove for a minute, and we're rising back up. We will be number one once again. Thank you very much, nerds, for joining. I'm just going to get to the news now. I'm sorry for rambling. So next, we are talking about movies, and this episode's movie section sucks. I'm not gonna lie, it's short. It sucks because it's short, not because the information is no good. But so first up, we are starting with our follow-ups like we do, and we have more DC fandom follow-ups. So for this section, the stuff pertaining to movies that we are being teased for DC fandom, we have James Gunn confirmed that we will be seeing the first footage for Suicide Squad during the Suicide Squad panel, during one of the two Suicide Squad panels, but potentially during both, but very likely just the one with like the cast and crew and stuff. We will absolutely be seeing some new footage that nobody ever has seen, the first footage for Suicide Squad during fandom. And we also have word from James Wan that we will be getting a little bit more of an elaboration, an elucidation, if you will, on the horror elements that we can be expecting from Aquaman 2. So, James Wan being horror director, generally speaking, kind of makes sense. That's all we have for that. We're going to move to our next follow-up, which has to do with The Matrix 4. And we have official word from Lawrence Fishburne himself that he, in fact, will not be returning for this movie. The going rumor, again, this is one that we've talked about previously, but the going rumor is that Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, I believe. I'm sorry. The guy who played Black Manta, I apologize for messing up his name, is going to be playing a younger version of Morpheus, which also implies that there's going to be some weird time travel stuff with this movie. And if that's true, then I feel like it's broken to begin with, but we're not going in with pretenses. We're not going to prejudge this movie. Hopefully it's going to be amazing, because I honestly really liked the second and the third Matrix movies as well. So that kind of shows you how much of a fan of that series I am. So, but Lawrence Fishburne is not going to be in this movie. He did say he hopes it's great and he wishes them well. So it doesn't sound like there's really any animosity there. He also did not say that Morpheus will not be in the, just he will not be in this. So again, that's leading people to believe that there's going to be a younger version and time travel. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey nonsense. Moving into the news, we only have one piece of actual news. And this piece of actual news is shutting down a rumor about Atlantis, the Lost Empire. So the animated Disney movie that kind of gets forgotten a little bit among the more casual Disney viewers, but we've talked about it in the rumor section that they're potentially looking at making a live action version of the Atlantis movie. Again, I sometimes forget that it's a Disney movie and not like some other animation house. But the co-directors of the original movie, Kirk Weiss and Gary Truesdale, have definitely shot down in a YouTube video, shot down the idea that this is on the list of live action adaptations. I mean, if anybody would know, it would be the original directors. So this is pretty much 100% confirmed not going to happen, at least as of right now. That very well could change, assuming, you know, they start running out of ideas for live action adaptations. But that is all we have for movie news, guys. Now, in gaming and tech, I kind of have to burn a little bit of time because this has the longest intro. Okay, we're good. And it's the shortest section for the episode. We only have follow-ups for gaming and tech today. We have more fandom stuff going on. So the official reveal of the Suicide Squad game title comes from the DC fandom schedule, which is kind of a weird thing. So it is officially 100%. The leak was right. The rumor, or whatever, was right in that it is called Suicide Squad: Killing the Justice League. So that is officially the name of the next Rocksteady DC property. That's all we have on that. And then our only other piece is another follow-up, and this also has to do with TikTok. So TikTok is back. Oracle has now thrown their hat into the ring as well, which definitely gives Microsoft a little bit of pause, because Oracle potentially could do something crazy that Microsoft doesn't see coming. So now we have three people in the running for the purchase of TikTok. Potentially they could be purchasing ByteDance, but that seems less likely. That's all we have for gaming and tech, guys. Now, let's talk rumors. All right, rumors. First, we are talking about Star Wars. I'm not even going to like put this at the end to make you keep guessing what's going on. I got Star Wars coming out the gate, yo. The first one is kind of aligning with some of the rumors we've already talked about, how Disney is trying to, in certain ways, undo at least the second two movies of their sequel trilogy. Seems like universally, there's not really negative about Force Awakens, but the second two movies definitely got lambasted, to be quite honest. So this rumor has to do with Kylo Ren. If you will remember, most of the fans were super upset with how that character developed after The Force Awakens. They set him up to be this amazing big bad, and then he's just a pawn with a Darth Vader fetish. So that being said, when he died very unceremoniously and very abruptly at the end of The Rise of Skywalker, it was kind of even bigger thumb in the eye of all of the fans who were like, this guy's going to be the new guy, and then that all happened. So now it sounds like, according to this rumor, that there is going to be some sort of Kylo Ren spinoff, be it as a movie or as a series or even an animated series. All three of those were heard from different sources. From each of the sources, this comes from three different places. So, one source said it's going to be a movie. One source said, no, it's going to be a live action show on Disney Plus. And one source said, no, it's going to be an animated show on Disney Plus. All I know for sure is that Adam Driver is one of the few of the cast of the sequel trilogy who has said he would like to revisit this character, which would make it difficult to do a sequel unless the Skywalker rumor is true and they're going to use the multiverse approach, as it were, in which point they could undo those movies entirely, and then we could get a badass Kylo Ren. Or we get prequels. We get stuff that bleeds into those movies. So likelihood that something is going to happen with Kylo Ren, I'm going to put right up at about 40%. I feel like this is pretty strong, not the strongest rumor we've ever heard, but definitely pretty strong that something like this is definitely in the early development stages. Now, as far as this being a prequel, I feel like that is the most likely decision, because I don't know how likely the whole multiverse thing is going to be. So I'm putting prequel at about 40%, and I'm putting erasure, the undoing of the second two movies, at probably about 15%. I don't think that is super likely. So moving right along, staying in Star Wars though, we have, this one is more towards the series side of things, and the Rebels successor, I think is the terminology they're using anymore, the successor series. There's been two rumors. One rumor said it's not happening. There's no way it could happen because all of the characters that are rumored to be in the Rebels successor series are going to be making their appearances in other arenas of the Star Wars fandom. And then yet another source comes back and says, no, I'm pretty sure this is the way it is because of the people I've talked to over at Lucasfilm. So let's make a little bit of heads and tails of this. We have seen... Definitely have seen characters make multiple appearances in multiple formats before. So that being the reason that the show can't happen is already broken from the front. So as far as the Rebels sequel not happening, I'm going to say we're like 10% that it won't happen. As far as it for sure being a thing, considering the source, because this is the same source that said we were going to be getting the Bad Batch series, and then like 2 months later, it was officially announced, hey, we're getting a Bad Batch series. Because of that, because that was honestly the first story they broke, and now they're breaking, this is their second big story. I mean, they've kind of chimed in on other things, but as far as actually breaking news, this is the second thing they've done. I'm gonna give this one about a 40% as well, because yeah, man, Rebels is super popular. Their animation studio is really hitting it out of the park these days as far as the Lucasfilm stuff goes. So why wouldn't they make this a series? It just makes sense, man. So that's what we've got for Star Wars. Next, we are talking about Project Power. Project Power, if you have not seen it over on Netflix, you seriously must. It is much better than anticipated. I cannot suggest it highly enough. There's some flaws. Nothing's perfect, but man, Netflix is really starting to hit their stride when it comes to original movies and stuff. In the action genre, I feel like their horror genre stuff leaves a lot to be desired. Anyway, so we're talking about Project Power, and if you watched it, then you know, and this isn't really spoilery at all, but if you watched it, then you know yourself, and if not, I'm going to tell you, that it definitely leaves it open for sequels. It leaves it open for more entries into this project. So now we, as you would expect, we are getting rumors that yes, that is in fact happening, and that Netflix has actually been looking for a vehicle for a long time to create their own universe, their own movie universe, like DC does, and obviously Marvel is a professional at. So the rumor is that the Project Power movie is going to be that for them, and they have something of a series. This comes from two different sources. One source says that this is going to be a series of movies, so every couple of years we will get another installment of the Project Power movie series. And another source says that this is potentially going to be an actual series, so every year or so we get about 8 to 10 episodes of Project Power. Now, either way you hack it, very likely we won't be seeing the likes of Jamie Foxx outside of maybe a cameo here and there in any forthcoming Project Power installments. Also, Joseph Gordon-Levitt probably in that same boat. But that was acknowledged in at least one of the sources. So, as far as likelihood of us getting Project Power series, movie series I feel like is slightly more viable, because that's the original format. So I would say, seeing this as a movie series, we're looking at probably about a 30% chance that happened. I'm going to say 30 to 40, because this is pretty strong. Netflix does have a lot of money to throw at stuff like this. So yeah, continuing forward, making at least one more. Yeah, we're going to go, rephrasing it that way, I'm definitely bumping it up to 40, a solid 40% that this will be happening. As far as turning this into like an episodic series of effectively a TV show, less likely on that one. We're going to probably say about 25% likelihood that that is the case, because it just, we haven't seen that happen yet. This is really the biggest reason why. We haven't seen Netflix start something as one format and then change formats on us with the same universe. It very potentially could happen. Remember, we talked about that rumor with Stranger Things a couple episodes ago, where we might be seeing a Stranger Things movie in order to finish out that story. So it could happen. That's why we're up to 25%. We haven't seen it happen, so that's why we're down at 25%. So that's what we have on Project Power. Next, we're moving over to Apex Legends. We're talking video games in this rumor mill. We usually have a video game rumor or so. So this time it comes from data mining information, so it gives it a little bit more credibility. This data mined information has to do with Season 7, potentially, and it looks like we're going to be getting another new map in Apex Legends. This new map is called Tropical Island so far. That very well is just a placeholder name, so because that very likely is a placeholder name. We really don't know much more beyond that. We have just seen that term pop up a number of times in the code that they launched with Season 6. So if we are seeing any sort of new map, we obviously didn't get it with Season 6. So the soonest it can happen is Season 7, which we are still a little ways out from. So likelihood that this is a thing, 50-50. There is a possibility that they're putting stuff in there that is placeholders that we don't understand what is a placeholder for, though it does seem likely considering the source code, considering where in the code these hints exist, that does seem super likely. So we're looking at about a 50-50 shot that this is actually going to be a thing. I'm super excited about a new Apex Legends map. You don't even know. I love that game. Anyway, moving right along to our final set of rumors, we are now talking about the Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four, Marvel just registered two new production companies. So real quick breakdown of why that's important is because every time a big movie company makes a movie, they have to create, or they don't have to, but they usually do create like a dummy production company that they have to register with the local authorities or like the local, you know, people who are in charge of that kind of thing, so that there's some sort of responsibility structure. So the production, all of that falls under this production company. Even if it's really Disney that's doing everything, that's a legal way of distancing yourself. So if something bad goes wrong, then they sue that company and not Disney. That's kind of the basics. So the two new companies that they registered, one is called Grass-Fed Productions, and one is called Solve Everything Productions. So the Solve Everything Productions sounds like that is them gearing up to get ready for Fantastic Four, because in a recent, in a comic book story that deals with the Fantastic Four, idea number 101 is Solve Everything for Reed Richards. And then the rumor goes a little bit further than that to say that there's going to be a partial adaptation of that storyline, because they took that the production company's name from that storyline, that we might be seeing something from that storyline as well, specifically the Council of Reeds. So there in the comic books, there is a much like Rick and Morty, the Council of Morty. The Council of Morty's. Then there's also a Council of Reeds, very similar, actually, if you compare the two. One of them obviously is for a joke and the other one is a little bit more serious, but still very, very similar. So that is the second rumor that we're dealing with, is that is going to be part of the introduction to the Fantastic Four, is the Council of Reeds, and they're dealing with how to repair the damage done from the Avengers Endgame movie when we got the snap, right? So all of this could very well be playing together. It sounds very compelling. Hopefully Marvel is listening. As far as the other production company goes, Grass-Fed, really there's two rumors, two potential outcomes that could be. One could be the Blade movie, which we know is going to happen, and then the other one could be something dealing with the Skrulls, because the reason it could be Blade is because the vampires in that series refer to humans as cattle. And the reason it could be the Skrulls is because when the Skrulls get found out, they hide, they turn into cows to hide from being found out. So both of those are potential. I feel like the more likely version of that is Blade is the Grass-Fed Productions. So as far as likelihood that all of this stuff is happening, we're going to break that down a little bit. Likelihood that Fantastic Four is moving into early production, It's a very compelling argument for it, but because we know a couple of things about Feige, I don't know, I feel like we're going 30% here, just because I don't feel confident going up to 50%, even though that Solve Everything is a very compelling statement. So 30% as far as Fantastic Four movie at all. And then as far as the tie-in to the comic books, I'm going to say 10% likelihood that that's a thing. Just because we get a little bit of text from a comic book doesn't mean we're going to get any of the story from that. that comic book. It's just a nice reference. So 10% likelihood that we're going to see the Council of Reeds. As far as Grassford Productions being, my vote is that it's Blade. So as far as that being a thing, I'm going... We know that Blade movie is getting made, and we know it should be happening relatively soon. So, yeah, this is going to be, we're 50-50 on the Grass-Fed Productions, because that makes a lot of sense. I don't think it's the Skrulls at all. I think that's a 0% chance that the Grass-Fed Productions is the Skrulls. So that is our rumors section. And that does it for this meandering episode of your Comic Talk Headlines, nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and find all of the podcasts we offer on the subject and subscribe to any of them or all of them, whatever tickles your fancy. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want the full news show where because I leave a couple of sections out for the syndicated version, as I like to call this, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. We go a little bit further into this stuff, and we also do, you know, music analysis and so on and so forth. So Comic-Con coverage, lots of fun, even though there's no Comic-Con, it's still lots of fun. Anyway, thank you very much, nerds. Stay tuned also to Comic Talk today, because Martin and myself are both working on getting interviews to go up on this channel. He is being a little bit more successful than I am. That being said, I am still working on that kind of stuff. COVID being the biggest roadblock I have right now, because I like to do my interviews in person. So, again, all of that being said, thank you very, very much, nerds. And yeah, tune in next time, because that's all I got for you. And the sign-off was really awkward. I'm sorry.